What chaplains notice beneath survival behavior after incarceration. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In reentry and restoration chaplaincy, chaplains often meet people who are carrying more than they say. A returning citizen may look guarded, defensive, distracted, angry, detached, overly confident, or hard to reach. But wise chaplains learn to ask, what might be beneath this behavior? After incarceration, many people carry shame. They may feel marked by their record, their worst day, their sentence, their mugshot, their lost years, or the disappointment of people they love. Shame can make a person hide, joke, withdraw, argue, exaggerate, or act like they do not care. Stigma adds another layer. A returning citizen may apply for a job and feel the background check before it even happens. They may walk into a church and wonder who knows their past. They may try to reconnect with family while fearing rejection. They may feel like they are always being watched, evaluated, or doubted. Institutionalization can also shape behavior. After months or years in a controlled environment, ordinary freedom can feel overwhelming. Choices, schedules, transportation, phone calls, money, relationships, and privacy may all feel stressful. Some people have learned to survive by staying alert, not trusting easily, and reacting quickly to disrespect. Grief is often present too. A person may grieve lost years with children, broken relationships, missed funerals, lost opportunities, harm trust, or the person they hope to become. That grief may come out as anger, numbness, sarcasm, or silence. A chaplain should not excuse harmful behavior, but the chaplain should learn to look deeper before responding too quickly. What helps? A calm voice helps. Respectful eye contact helps. Simple questions help. Not forcing a full story helps. Keeping promises helps. Showing up consistently helps. Prayer by permission helps. Scripture with timing and consent helps. What harms? Public correction harms. Moral lecturing harms. Demanding a testimony harms. Calling someone out harshly harms. Treating the person like a project harms. Acting shocked by struggle harms. Reducing the person to their criminal record harms. A reentry and restoration chaplain sees the whole person. The person before you is an embodied soul, an image bearer, someone with a body, history, wounds, responsibilities, fears, gifts, and hopes. Beneath survival behavior, there may be a longing to belong. The chaplain's role is not to fix that person. The role is to offer steady, truthful, Christ-centered presence that helps trust grow slowly. Sometimes the most powerful ministry begins when the chaplain quietly communicates, "You are more than what happened. You are more than what you did. You are still seen by God."